time to welcome in our very next guest, a man we've had on the show many times before. And boy, he has been a traveling man today. He's already spent about 4 hours in the car going to and from Columbus, but he's nice enough to stop by and join us here today. Bob Scott, Avon Lake Superintendent. Bob, how are you, my friend?
Doing well, Andy. Doing well, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in. We wanted to bring you in because we wanted to discuss something that came out a few days ago about the new graduation requirements, and these, of course, will not come into effect until the graduating class of 2023 grabs their diplomas and they walk across the stage. Now, you're on the board of Alliance for High Quality Education, and you were part of a group that really kind of helped put these requirements together. So I want to give you an opportunity here to kind of explain the changes and why they came to.
Well, if you've had a child in high school for probably the last 10 years, what you've seen from graduation requirements is they have, number one, been all over the board, and number two, about every 2 years they got changed by the state of Ohio. So you were really shooting in the dark, you know, and they would change them when a kid was a sophomore. It's like, oh, new graduation requirements, here. Now get this done before you're a senior. So it was driving everybody in the education business crazy. It's like, okay, we've got to get something in place. We've got to solidify this so when kids come in as freshmen, they know exactly what they have to do in order to earn a diploma from any high school in the state of Ohio. So that was really our beginning piece of it. It grew because those graduation requirements we also felt didn't represent our kids or our schools and didn't really do a good job of showing what kids knew when they got that diploma. So we really wanted to put something in place that was representative of what kids know when they get out of school.
Testing, I know, is something that's always widely debated, and you always hear people talk about how they're not necessarily a big fan of the testing because, as you and I discussed a few minutes ago, you don't necessarily know what the testing actually proves. And I know that's something that's always an ongoing battle.
Well, it is. And we won't go that way because everybody would quickly fall asleep as we started talking about the validity of tests and the reliability of tests and all the research that we have. And they really show that these one-time tests where kids are going in for 3 hours, taking an ELA test, and supposedly that's going to tell everybody what they learned over the last 12 months. We know that's not right. You know, for a variety of reasons, we know that's not right. And these tests weren't developed really to do that kind of stuff. You know, what these tests do for us is they can tell us where kids are, and we can use them to change our instruction, to fill gaps in that kids might have, but they should not be being used for kids graduating, for kids going to the next grade level. Number one, it's not valid and it's not reliable. And number two, it puts a tremendous amount of stress on kids that they're sitting in this room going, oh, if I don't pass this, I'm not going to get my, you know, and you're a junior in high school.
Yeah. Well, that was always my case. Now, I'm from Indiana originally. We had the I-STEP test. You took it as a sophomore when I was in high school, but my God, the nerves going into that test because you thought, if I don't pass this, I'm not going to get to graduate in 2 years. There were ways to make it up, but still.
Well, and that's just that make-it-up piece. And you know, backing it up a little bit, and this is still in place. You know, kids still in Ohio, they have to get 21 credits, which are the minimum credits you have in order to earn a diploma. So you've got to get your 4 in ELA. You've got to get your 4 in math. You've got to get science. You've got to get social studies. You've got to get elective credits that have to be like government and economics, different things that are required by the state of Ohio. That hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
That is a discussion we'll have at some other time because, again, those kids that a lot of times, more than the testing, will have kids that struggle when they're freshmen, struggle when they're sophomores, and they're standing there as a junior, and that hill is so steep for them trying to get 21 credits because, you know, they've only got 7 at that point. And yeah, that makeup piece is, okay, I only got 7 in the first 2 years. How am I supposed to get 14 in the next two? So that's a different discussion we need to have about diplomas and graduating. You know, this particular piece of it, you know, the stuff that's in place right now and will be for the next couple of years, it's a point system. You know, so you're taking 5 end of course tests and you've got to have 17 points. And depending on how well you do on each test, you get either 1 point or 2 points or 3 points. And again, it gets to that piece that, okay, if you don't do well on a test, you can retake it. But you know, these are 16, 17, 18-year-old young men and women, and that piece, and Andy, you talked about it a little bit. You know, you're beating them down with negativity. It's like, you failed.
Sure, yeah.
You know, here, let's try it again next year, just yeah. another time. You know, and you can imagine when you're 16 or 17-year-olds what that does to you and sure. how much more pressure that puts on you. So that's part of the new piece is we got rid of that point system. You know, we got rid of all those end-of-course tests and really pulled it back to where you only have to have Algebra 1 and English Language 2 as requirements to pass in order to get your diploma now.
And that's fascinating to me. And we'll move on to the seals and all that good stuff in just a minute. But I want to stay with what you just mentioned here for a few more moments if we can. You know, putting different requirements forward. Because one of the things I always hear, and I heard this 25 years ago when I was in high school, is that you're taking courses that you always say to yourself, when am I ever going to use that again? You know, and I took an Algebra 2 course. I'll never forget. And the teacher told me, look, you may never use this again, but you needed to get out of high school. And I said, okay, that's a fair argument. So what you're telling me is that I need to get by and I need to pass this class, and that's enough to get me to walk across the stage and get my diploma. But I feel like we've gotten to that point now where we've got to learn things in high school that we're going to apply at the next level. I mean, heck, throw high school out the window. Anywhere, grades kindergarten through 12, you're going to start learning things where you're hopeful that when you're done with school, you're going to continue to apply these things. And I think that's all part of what these new requirements are all about.
You know, that's exactly right. You know, looking at education, number one, as a lifetime activity. You know, a lot of times if you're in the education field, we'll sit down and talk. This is learning is really cradle to grave. You know, and the world we're in today, that's more appropriate than ever. You know, a high school diploma is basically a dot along a line, and you're going to have a lot more dots making that line up till the end of your life. And the way the world turns around now as far as new knowledge, and, you know, this is a piece we were talking about with the administrators, is, you know, a Harvard study we were just looking at, our kindergarten class this year, when they graduate from high school, 85% of the jobs that are going to be out there have not been invented yet.
Wow. Wow.
Nobody knows what they're going to be. So part of what you're talking about when you're talking about whether it's Algebra 1 and that strikes fear in me. You know, I was never a math kid at high school. And,
join the club.
Calculus. Calculus. But again, it's, you know, that piece. And I sort of sad about somebody saying we have to do this to get out of high school. What you really want to talk about is the fact that, you know, this is a knowledge base that you might need at some time in your life because stuff's going to change. And you might feel this way today. But 5 years from now, you might decide that you want to do this in a tech field, or you might want to do this in a finance field, and you might need a little bit of that, you know, calculus or a little bit of the algebra in order to move to that next step in your life. So you're really talking about people being educated and people continuing to being to continue getting education throughout their life, because the world's changing every day and it just gets faster and faster.
Yeah, I mean, that's fascinating when you talk about that. I mean, I suppose that's part of this as well for kids who may be more into supposed trade fields. It makes it a little bit nicer for them because they have that realization of what they may want to do when they get out of high school.
You know, and those pieces of it, and people get caught up a lot of times and they say, oh, schools are just all about getting kids to college, 2 year or 4 year. No, we're about kids having options when they leave us. And that option might be a trade school. It might be going to LCC. You know, it might be going to a tech school. You know, the idea is that you need to find something that you love, and then you need to get good at it, you know, so that you can move out into the world and be successful with your life and successful as a citizen. You know, and a lot of those pieces, even if you struggle academically, there are things and there are ways that you can learn what you need to learn in order to go on and find that profession that you want to be in.
Bob Scott, Avon Lake Superintendent, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We are discussing the graduation requirement changes that are going to go into effect for the class of 2023. And, you know, one of the things I know you were really excited about discussing with us, the new seals that will be going on these diplomas, because it's become more than just walking across the stage and getting a piece of paper. The things that you apply when you are in high school will certainly come to the forefront here, whether you're an athlete, you know, whether you are great at academics or you do a lot of community service. And I think that's a very important piece that we need to highlight here.
Well, and that's a big change in looking at what's required for a diploma starting with the class of 2023. You know, you have to pass you have to get your 21 credits. You have to pass Algebra 1. You have to pass English 2 at the proficient rate. You know, after that, there's a piece in there that for those two tests, there are other things you can do if you don't pass them. And that would be a longer discussion. We could have it. But there are other routes for kids that don't necessarily pass those two tests, take classes at LCCC and get a passing grade in them, some other things. But then one of the big pieces of it is you have to have two seals. And there's 12 of the seals. I think that's the right number. Yeah, there's 12 seals that you can get. And they really, when we looked at them and developed them, we were trying to look at all of the things kids do that really make them a well-rounded human being. You know, and you look at it and say, okay, it should be math, science, and social studies. And we know, again, that's not the truth. You know, in order to really be a true person and to be an educated person, you have to have a lot of other skills that you don't necessarily learn from a book or in a classroom. And what we want to do is recognize that kids have really gifts in all those places. You know, and a lot of those things are in place, and we do them individually as schools, but they have never been recognized by the state as being important. You know, now in Avon Lake, you can get a service cord. So we've got a thing in place where if you do a certain number of service hours, we keep track of that, have a system, and if you do a certain number, you get to have a white cord when you walk across the stage at the end. So we want to recognize those kids for doing good things in the community. Those are the kinds of things that were in here. Military enlistment, that can be a seal for you. All kinds of college-ready seals. If you get a passing score on ACT, SAT, you can get a college-ready seal on there. You can get it for fine arts. You know, if you're, if you're in the marching band for 4 years, you can get a fine arts seal, or in the drama club. And those are the things that we're putting together. What's that benchmark for getting that seal? So when you get your diploma, instead of, oh, look, it says you met all the requirements of the state of Ohio and Avon Lake School Board, that will be at the top. And then at the bottom, it will also say, you got seals in fine arts. You got seals, a seal for an athletic. A seal for college readiness. You might have 10 different things on your diploma so that when you go to a college to apply, or if you go to an employer to get a job, they're going to look at your diploma and go, oh, look, there's actually a little bit of information on this about what you've done and what you can do.
Yeah, it makes your diploma a little more than just something to hang on the wall. I like that idea.
And it's almost kind of like getting a sticker on the helmet, right? For all the Ohio State Buckeye fans out there. I mean, right, isn't it kind of comparable, the sticker on the helmet?
It really is. You know, and again, those subtle things that, like the sticker on the helmet, and if you talk to any of those coaches that are out there, they're going to talk about those things that you might not necessarily see on the stat sheet. That guy's not necessarily going to throw for 3,000 yards this year, but they're vital to us because they do X, Y, and Z. And this is really going to allow those kids to be able to get that X, Y, and Z on their diploma and have it count for something.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point. I mean, when you're out in the job field as well, look, his GPA may not be as high, but you can see, obviously, took control of it. He has the service cord on there, or the seal on there.
It does, and even those kinds of things, that GPA piece, it in a certain fashion is an indicator of how kids have done.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a certain group of kids that they're going to have high GPAs. They've been involved since day one. They've been getting after it, no stumbles, great GPA. We've got other kids in the school system that, they don't figure it out till halfway through their sophomore year. And they sort of messed around and didn't do this. And they can get straight A's, their junior and senior year, and still not have one of those GPAs that somebody's going to go, oh, look at that GPA. So, again, this is going to allow those kids that maybe take a little while to get it in gear to say, hey, I'm not done.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I, sort of messed around my freshman year and really didn't get it till a sophomore year, I can still have a diploma that means something.
Yeah, I love the idea of the different seals. I think it certainly tells you a lot more about the individual rather than just giving everybody the same piece of paper. So I think that makes all the sense in the world. We could spend an entire 3-hour show on this, I'm sure, my friend, but I want to move on to something that's perhaps a little bit more specific to Avon Lake. You guys are making some improvements to the high school, and this has a lot to do with the traffic structure in and around the high school. And I know that you guys are pretty excited about the improvements, and I guess they're going to be in place before the start of the next year.
You know, and this just got passed actually yesterday morning at a board meeting. You know, like almost everybody out there who is, you know, a public entity, we have to go out for bid. So we went through a bid process, which finished up. We got a really nice bid packet in place. But we've got two really major pieces at the high school that are going in. The biggest one is on the north side. If you haven't ever been to Avon Lake, we've got a north side and a south side. And if you're a senior, you really love the north side because that's the senior parking lot.
Sure.
So you get a little. So they love that. If you get to the north side, that you're on your way out the door. But the biggest piece is that entrance that goes out on Electric Boulevard, which is to the north side of the campus, has always just been two lanes, no sidewalks. So it gets pretty hairy at times, especially when school lets out, when kids are coming in the morning, in athletic events. You know, that's the side that our PAC is on, our Performing Arts Center. So when we have performances and those kinds of things, it is sort of a train wreck out there, people coming in and going. So we're going to widen it. We're going to put a turn lane in going out so that people can go left and right going out at the same time. We're going to put sidewalks up both sides because we have a lot of pedestrians in Avon Lake. A lot of people just walk from the neighborhoods to games or to performances so they don't have to park. So we are really excited, you know, number one for the safety piece of it, but also, you know, just to make it a little easier access into that side of the building.
Very nice.
Now, the other side, which I'll put in, this isn't as big, but, you know, as with most places, we don't have enough parking, especially when we have events, so they are going to add parking spaces on the north side. If you've ever been over to the softball field.
Oh, yeah.
Over by the softball field.
Okay.
We're going to move the scoreboard up to the fence, which hasn't been that way for 15 years. But I did tell the athletic director and the business manager that, you know, we do want to put signs up that say, you do know that kids from the Southwest Conference could hit the softball a long way, so park here at your own risk if there's a softball game going on.
You would think that would be generally assumed, but you just never know sometimes. Well, that's cool. I mean, so you guys have two nice improvements coming up, and I think it says a lot about the community that so many people want to walk to see these events, not just football games, but, you know, the softball tournaments you mentioned. You guys host the district championships every single year, so it's a very important piece of that puzzle.
Well, you know, it's really a blessing for me as a superintendent and for our kids, you know, in the school system. We've got a tremendous community. You know, they support us in every aspect of what we do, whether it's athletics, whether it's fine arts, academically. You know, we couldn't ask for anything better. You know, it's such a great place to raise kids, and it's such a great place to live. The city and the school system are really in a great relationship, and we look forward to it just getting better.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming in. We know you're really busy going to and from Columbus today, so we appreciate you stopping here and shedding some more light on something that's very, very important, especially for those graduating in 2023. Thanks for the time, Bob.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Matt.
Yep.
Thank you again. Bob Scott, superintendent at Avon Lake, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.